So, Kara, tell me why this task force is needed.
2 years ago, we passed a strategic plan, and we had some goals in there to increase our recruiting practices so that we could have a more diverse staff. We have not made as much progress as any of us would like to see. And as these issues are coming up in terms of recognition of racism in structural racism in our community and within the school district, I wanted to revisit not only the strategic plan, but what are the barriers? Why have we not been as successful as we wanted to be? What is important to me is to examine how we're not living up to the mission and vision that we established for FUSD, and then to bridge those gaps. But in order to get there, we have to hold up a mirror to the experience of those who may have felt disenfranchised and make an effort to repair that hurt and then identify solutions so that we can ensure that we truly are a school district who is committed to equity and inclusion and diversity.
You spoke about structural racism within the school district. Can you give me some examples of what you mean by that?
Well, when I got on the school board, I initiated a student advisory committee. And I remember one meeting, we did initiate an activity on bullying. And it was very clear that the white students who are part of the advisory committee said, bullying's really not an issue. I don't see it and I don't experience it. The students of color had a completely different experience. And then the second thing is, you know, looking at our recruiting practices, our hiring practices, looking at our staff and our leadership and thinking, if I were a student and I didn't see myself represented, I didn't have a teacher who looked like me, I didn't see leadership who looked like me, what would that message be, especially in education where we tell students you can be or do, you can be whoever you want to be and do whatever you want. You know, is that legitimate for students if they don't see themselves represented daily in their lives?
As we're seeing more attention brought to racism in different aspects of our society, we're seeing calls for change in the police force, for example, or politics or the healthcare system. Why do you think it's important to address this in our public schools?
It's critical to address it in our public schools because this is the next generation of leaders. And so we want our students to have every opportunity to understand the past, explore history, and to understand that they can have an impact in the future. It's also critical that we take charge of our destiny. A lot of our textbooks are disproportionately influenced by one state, the state of Texas, just because of the economics of curriculum. And if we want to educate our students to understand, have cultural awareness of our community, of our state, of our country, then we need to be creative. And we also have to have that willingness to do things differently.
Kara Kelty, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you for having me.